Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member of Abraham Goldar, and today Maseches Megillah, Daf Yudzai, the beginning of the second parak, Hakorlo Mefreya. The Zichu Maseches Megillah program has been generously sponsored by the Queen's Zichu Chabura. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, at the bottom of Daf Tez Zayin Mabez, Rabbi said in the name of Rav Yitzhak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa, Gadol Tama Torah Yos Mekibud Avim. Torah learning is greater than honoring one's father and mother. Shekol Osus Shanim Shei Yaakov Avinu Beis Eivor Lo Ne'enosh. Since all the years that Yaakov Avinu was in the house of Eivor, he was not punished, even though during that time he didn't honor his parents. The Gemara now goes through an extensive proof to show that Yaakov was not held accountable. The Gemara states that the entire reason the Yishmael's years were recorded in the Torah was in order to calculate Yaakov's years. Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak, and Yitzchak was 60 years old when Yaakov and Esau were born. Therefore, we know that Yishmael was 74 when Yaakov was born. Yishmael died at the age of 137, the same year that Yaakov received the brachas from Yitzchak, which means that Yaakov was 63 at the point that he had to flee. After additional analysis, it turns out that Yaakov was away from his parents for a total of 36 years, but was only punished with Yosef's absence for 22 years. We see from here that he was not punished for the 14 years that he was learning Torah. Pointing to the opening mission of the second parak states, Hakoreh Esa Megillah Mefrei Lo Yatzeh. One who reads the Megillah out of order is not Yotze. The Gemara asks for the source, and after rejecting the first answer, it brings the following pasuk, V'yamim Ma'ela Nizkarim V'Na'asim. And these days shall be remembered and celebrated. Iskish Zichir L'Asiyah. The Megillah makes a hekesh between remembering and celebrating. Ma'asiyah L'Mefreyah Lo Av Zichir L'Mefreyah Lo. Just as the celebration cannot be performed out of order, which Rashi explains to mean that it's impossible that the 15th comes before the 14th, so to the remembrance, referring to the Megillah reading, cannot be done out of order. The Gemara cites a Tana that teaches that similarly, Hallel, Kriyat Shema, and Tefillah cannot be done out of order, and the Gemara brings the sources for each. And point number three, the Gemara explains the reasons for the order of the brachos and Shemoneh Esrei. It was taught in a Braisa Menayin She'omrim Avos. From where do we know that we say a bracha regarding the Avos? But the pasuk states, Hobu Hashem b'nei Elim, declared to Hashem the sons of the powerful. Rashi explains that the pasuk saying that one should mention the powerful ones of the earth, meaning the Avos. From where do we know that we recite a bracha about Hashem's might? But the pasuk states, Hobu Hashem kavod va'oz, declared to Hashem honor and might. From where do we know that we recite a bracha regarding Hashem's holiness? For the pasuk states, Hobu Hashem kavod shemo hishtachavu Hashem bahadras kodesh, declare to Hashem the honor due His name, bow to Hashem in the splendor of holiness. The Gemara asks, Uma ro lomor bina acha kedusha. Why did they seem to put the bracha of bina after kedusha? For it stated in the pasuk, Vigdishu as kadosh Yaakov es el kei Yisrael ya'aritsu. And they shall sanctify the Holy One of Yaakov and the God of Israel, they shall fear. And the next pasuk states, V'yedu so'i ruach bina, and those who made a mistake in spirit shall know insight. The Gemara continues explaining the order of the remaining brachos. So once again, the 3 points are number one. At the bottom of Tes Zayin Amud Beis, Rabbi said in the name Rav Yitzhak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa, Gadol Tama Torah Yos Mekibud Avim. Torah learning is greater than honoring one's father and mother. Since all the years that Yaakov Avinu was in the house of Eivor, he was not punished, even though during that time he didn't honor his parents. The Gemara now goes to an extensive proof to show that Yaakov was not held accountable. The Gemara states that the entire reason the Yishmael's years were recorded in the Torah was in order to calculate Yaakov's years. Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak, and Yitzchak was 60 years old when Yaakov and Esau were born. Therefore, we know that Yishmael was 74 when Yaakov was born. Yishmael died at the age of 137, the same year that Yaakov received the brachos from Yitzchak, which means that Yaakov was 63 years old at the point that he had to flee. After additional analysis, it turns out Yaakov was away from his parents for a total of 36 years, but was only punished with Yosef's absence for 22 years. So we see from here that he wasn't punished for the 14 years that he was learning Torah. Pointing to the opening mission of the second parak states, HaKoreh Megillah Mefrei Lo Yatzeh. One who reads the Megillah out of order is not Yotze. The Gemara asks for the source, and after rejecting the first answer, it brings the following pasuk. V'yamim ma'ela nizkarim v'nasim, and these days shall be remembered and celebrated. Iskish zichir l'asiyah. The Megillah makes a hekesh between remembering and celebrating. Ma'asiyah l'mafreya lo, av zichir l'mafreya lo. Just as the celebration cannot be performed out of order, which Rush explains to mean that it's impossible that the 15th comes before the 14th, so to the remembrance referring to the Megillah reading cannot be done out of order. The Gemara cites a Tana that teaches that similarly, Hallel, Kriyat Shema, and Tefillah cannot be done out of order, and the Gemara brings the sources for each. And pointing with you, the Gemara explains the reasons for the order of brachos in the Shemoneh Esrei. It was taught in a Braisa, Menayin She'omrim Avos. From where do we know that we say a bracha regarding the Avos? But the pasuk states, Hovu Hashem b'nei Elim, declare to Hashem the sons of the powerful. Rashi explains that the pasuk saying that one should mention the powerful ones of the earth, meaning the Avos. From where do we know that we recite a bracha about Hashem's might? For the pasuk states, Hobu Hashem kavod va'oz, declare to Hashem honor and might. From where do we know that we recite a bracha regarding Hashem's holiness? For the pasuk states, Hobu Hashem kavod shemo hishtachavu Hashem bahadras kodesh, declare to Hashem the honor due His name, bow to Hashem in the splendor of holiness. The Gemara asks, what did they see to put the bracha bina after kedusha? For it stated in the pasuk, "Vigdishu es kedosh Yaakov as elkei Yisrael yaritzu," and they shall sanctify the Holy One of Yaakov and the God of Israel. They shall fear. And the next pasuk states, "Viyedu soi ruach bina," and those who made a mistake in spirit shall know insight. The Gemara continues explaining the order of the remaining brachos. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Yud Zayin, and our standard siman is a used car. So here goes. The used car salesman who emerged after being away from his parents for 14 years learning how to sell told his customers that they should never read the car manual backwards and they better say their prayers in order if they want to have a safe drive. Once again, in slow motion. The used car salesman, that must be more in Duff, Yud Zion. The used car salesman who emerged after being away from his parents for 14 years learning how to sell, which reminds us that the bottom of Duff Tez Zion and Beis Rav is said in the name of Yitzhak Rashmo Bar Marsa, Gadol Talmud Torah Yos Mikibud Av Aim Torah, learning is greater than honoring one's father and mother. Shko Osim Shanim She Yaakov Avinu Beveis Aver Lan Enosh. Since all the years that Yaakov Avinu was in the house of Aver, he wasn't punished, even though during that time he didn't honor his parents. The Gemara goes through the calculation of Yaakov's years based on the Torah giving over at Yishmael's age. So the used car salesman who emerged after being away from his parents for 14 years learning how to sell told his customers they should never read the car manual backwards, which reminds us. The opening mission of the second parak states, Akoris a Megillah Mefreya Lo Yatza, one who reads the Megillah out of order is not Yotze. The Gemara asks for the source, and after rejecting the first answer, brings the following pasuk, V'yamim ha'ela nizkarim v'nasim, and these days shall be remembered and celebrated. Iskish zikhir l'asiyah. The Megillah makes a hekesh between remembering and celebrating. Ma'asi l'mafreya lo, af zikhir l'mafreya lo. Just as a celebration cannot be performed out of order, you can't have the 15th come before the 14th, so to the remembrance referring to the Megillah reading cannot be done out of order. So, the used car salesman who emerged after being away from his parents for 14 years learning how to sell told his customers they should never read the car manual backwards and that they better say their prayers in order if they want to have a safe drive. Which reminds, the Gemara goes to the reason of the order of the brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei based on Psukim and begin with the bracha of Avos, which is based on Hobu Hashem B'nei Elim, declare to Hashem the sons of the powerful, referring to the powerful ones of the earth who are the Avos. So once again, the used car salesman who emerged after being away from his parents for 14 years learning how to sell told his customers they should never read the car manual backwards and that they better say their prayers in order if they want to have a safe drive. All right, now it's time for 4 Blot Back Chazara. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simur Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. When Mordechai the bar mitzvah boy, that must be wearing Daf Yud Gimel. When Mordechai the bar mitzvah boy forgot his pshetel, and the guests are to blame both sides of his family for his bad memory, which reminds the Gemara brings 3 answers as to why Mordechai was referred to as an Ish Yehudi and an Ish Yemini. Mordechai's father was from Binyamin, and his mother was from Yehuda, and the families from Bo Shvatim tried to take credit for him. Rava says it was the opposite, and that the Jewish people blame Bo Shvatim for the troubles that Mordechai caused. They blame Yehuda because David and Melch didn't kill Shimei, from whom Mordechai descended, who provoked Haman, and they blame Binyamin since Shaul did not kill Agag, from whom Haman descended, who oppressed Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan said that Mordechai was from Sheva Binyamin, and he was called the Yehudi because he rejected Avodah Zor. Shekol Kofar b'Avodah Zor, Nikra Yehudi, because all who reject Avodah Zor are called Yehudi. So when Mordechai the bar mitzvah boy forgot his pshetel, and the guests are to blame both sides of his family for his bad memory, he suddenly realized his modest babi had put simanim of the speech in his pocket, which reminds us that because of Rachel's nias, evidenced through the episode of her giving the simanim to Leah, she was zochet to have Shaul descend from her, and through Shaul's modesty, he was zochet to have Esther descend from him. So, when Mordechai the bar mitzvah boy forgot his pshetel, and the guests started to blame both sides of his family for his bad memory, he suddenly realized his modest babi had put simanim of the speech in his pocket, and continued confidently speaking about how Hashem sends a refuah before the makkah. Which reminds us that Mordechai foiling the plot of Bigson and Seresh was the refuah before the makkah of Haman rising to power. Daf Yadol. So the simmer Daf Yadol is a hand, and we use a juggler. So here goes. The Purim party juggler, that must be more on Daf Yadol. Yad, hand. The Purim party juggler who wore a signet ring on every finger, which reminds us of the pasuk in Megillah states, V'yasa melchus tabato, the king removed his signet ring. Rabbi Abu Barakana said, the greater was the removal of the signet ring than the 48 Nevim and the 7 Nevios who prophesied to Israel, for the Nevim were unable to return the Jewish people to do good, whereas the removal of the signet ring did return the Jewish people to good. So, the Purim party juggler who wore a signet ring on every finger and had plenty of time to perform since there was no challah, which reminds the Gemara states that the only innovation the Nevi'im made was Kriyas Megillah based on the Kal V'Chomer of saying Shira from leaving Avdus Techeris and Yitzim Sitzrayim, and all the more so from going from Misa the Chaim. The Gemara then gives three reasons why challah is not recited on Purim, one being that Kriyas Megillah is a form of challah. So the Purim party juggler who wore a signet ring on every finger and had plenty of time to perform since there was no Hallel, wowed the room full of boys dressed as Nevi'im and the seven girls dressed as Nevi'os, and gave first prize for best costume to the girl dressed up as a weasel. Which reminds the Gemara discusses the 48 Nevi'im and lists the seven Nevi'os, bringing proofs of how we know that they were Nevi'os. And it brings the Maisa when Yoshi HaMelech went to Huldah and explains how he could have done so while Yirmiyahu HaNavi was around. Daf Tezvav. So the Simur Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The prominent royal servant who had secret messages in a fruit bowl, that must be one daf tezvav, tu b'shvat, fruit bowl. The prominent royal servant who had secret messages in a fruit bowl, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that Hasuk was Daniel, and he was called Hasuk either because Shekasuk Magduazo, because he had cut him down from his great stature, he no longer held the high position that he had while serving Belshazzar, Dariyavesh, and Koresh. Shmuel said he was called Hasuk, Shekod Divrei Malchus Nechtachin Alpiv, because all the kingdom's affairs were decided by him. So the prominent royal servant who had secret messages in a fruit bowl was shocked when he saw his queen enter the Chamber of Idols with a grim look on her face, which reminds us that the Shekhinah left Esther when she entered the Chamber of Avodah Zorah, and she said, Kaylee, Kaylee, lama za'avtani, my God, why have you forsaken me? Shema tadan al shogeg kamezid, perhaps you're treating a shogeg like a mezid, bala ones karatzon, or a sin committed under coercion like one done willingly. Rashi explains that Esther was saying to Akash Baruch that even though she was going to Akashverosh on her own choice, she was really being coerced, given her desire to save the Jewish people, or was it because she disrespected Achashverosh by calling him a dog? So the prominent royal servant who hid secret messages in a fruit bowl was shocked when he saw his queen enter the Chamber of Idols with a grim look on her face as she carried a fruit bowl with an invitation to her suda for the king and his second in command. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings many possible reasons as to Esther's motivation for inviting Haman as well to the suda. And when Eliyahu was asked which reason was the real reason, he said that she went in for all the reasons that were mentioned by all the Tanaim and all the Amoraim. Dav Tezayin. So the Simur Dav Tezayin is toes. So here goes. The acrobat with the big toes, that must be one Dav Tezayin. The acrobat with the big toes who kicked his evil competitor while doing a backflip getting onto a horse, which reminds us that the Gemara goes through Haman's downfall from becoming Mordechai's barber and bath attendant to being kicked as Mordechai stood on him to get on the horse, to his daughter's dumping the chamber pot on him and her jumping to her death. So the acrobat with the big toes who kicked his evil competitor while doing a backflip getting onto a horse, and then jumped onto his brother's neck, which reminds us, the Gemara gives an account of the reconciliation between Yosef and his brothers, and how he wept on Binyamin's necks, which is a reference to the two temples that will be in Binyamin's portion and eventually destroyed, and Binyamin cried on Yosef's neck, a reference to the Mishkan of Shiloh, which was to be in Yosef's territory and eventually destroyed. So, the acrobat with the big toes who kicked his evil competitor while doing a backflip getting onto a horse, and then jumped onto his brother's neck, finished his act by sliding down a long pole or reciting 10 names in one breath. Which reminds us, the 10 names of Haman and the word Aseres are to be read by the Megillah reader B'Nishima Achas in one breath, since their souls departed at the same moment. And the letter Vav in the name Vayezasa should be elongated like a long pole, since they were hung on a long pole, one above the other. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.